So we've heard about poochy lips, and we've heard about a need for the wisdom of God. And Paul said to the Corinthians, he said that the message of the cross, to those who are perishing, it's foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. And I think about that in the context of, for me, the thing that was on my heart, and I'll be really quick because we've heard lots this morning, which has been good, but I've seen about relationships and whether that's relationships between a brother or sister within the body of Christ, whether that's a relationship with your spouse. I was thinking about how, I was thinking about this even in Whitney and I's marriage, and I was out for a walk or run the other day, and I was pondering on things in our own marriage and just desiring always to grow, right? And if you think about the poochy lip disease, as we, you know, kind of, you know, it's kind of a silly thing, but the reality is it's real, often can come because of relationships, right? And you think of Joel, you know, a lot of what he touched on in the wisdom of God, you could sense definitely a lot of that relates oftentimes to how we're handling things in the home or how we're handling things with a brother or sister. Maybe there's tension, maybe we see things differently. And that's really what was in my heart of just thinking, Lord, how do I grow in these things? How do we walk in these things? And the thing that I come back to is that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. You think of why so often, why we pout, why we're discouraged, why we're upset, why things get tense in the home, so often it comes back to a willingness to take up our cross, deny ourselves. And when we do that, you know, Jesus Christ, the context of this, there was a time where some people came to one of his disciples and they said, hey, we'd like to see Jesus. This is in John chapter 12, if you want to read it. And Jesus said to the disciple, I believe it was Philip, said, hey, you know that unless a grain of wheat goes into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it will bear much fruit. And I was thinking about in my own life, how do I have greater love? And what does that love look like, right? What's the classic passage at a wedding? 1 Corinthians 13, we read through this, and it's like a pretty passage you can read. But when you dive into it, man, it's a tough passage. And there's only one way that we can actually walk this out. Love does not seek its own. Love doesn't get provoked. Apart from Jesus Christ, we get provoked, right? It does not take account of a wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. Apart from Jesus Christ, the natural mind does not believe the best. The natural mind believes the worst. It's just the way the sinful nature, the flesh is. Something happens, you assume the worst. But when we are willing to deny ourselves, to go into the ground and say, Lord, not my way, yours be done, help me, all of a sudden, we can get the spiritual mind where we're realizing, you know what? Maybe they said that or did that because of this. And you start to believe the best. You know what? I bet you they had a great intention. And like your mind changes. In the marriage, that's so often the case. In the church, Satan is always working to divide a husband and wife, a brother or sister in the church, even creating division between parents and children or whatever the relationships. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. And Paul gave other exhortations. He gave them to the different churches, the church in Ephesians. He said, with all humility and gentleness, he says, I implore you, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling, with humility, gentleness, patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace. And he said something very similar to the Colossian church. So when all of a sudden, you know, we're feeling the conflict, we're feeling tensions, we're crying out for the wisdom of God, how to handle something in our home, in our marriage, with a brother or sister. That's where we have to come back to the wisdom of God. It is the message of the cross, right? That we will not lay hold. These things are not possible. Jesus said to them, he said to his disciples, he said, no greater had love has anyone than this. Right? Or he said, first of all, he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Love one another the same way I have loved you. No greater love has anyone than this, then he says, is to lay your life down for your friends, to lay your life down for your spouse, to lay your life down for a brother or sister. No greater love is that. How is that possible? It is only possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's only possible through abiding in Jesus Christ. It's only possible when we are willing to surrender. The message of the cross, that's where we receive the power of God to love the way he's calling us to love, the way we want to love. If every one of us were to say, you think of those of us who are married, or even amongst us as a body, or those maybe brother, sister outside the body, you're thinking, how do I want to love them? I want to love the way Jesus Christ loved me, how he laid his life down for me. I want to love my, I was thinking about that just yesterday. Lord, I need to grow in laying, in any interaction that I am in, that my focus is, Lord, how can I be a blessing? How can I be a blessing? Not how can they be a blessing to me? That's so easy. The mind always is like focused on myself. And I was challenged by this even yesterday. Whether it's in my home, whether it's interacting with other people, that my focus would be, Lord, how can I help them? How can I encourage them? And that was the way Jesus loved us. He wasn't sitting there with the disciples saying, all right, how are you going to all serve me today? He got up and he served them. And so in our marriages, as we interact with one another, that by the grace of God, because it is by the grace of God, that as we come with a heart surrendered to the Lord, a willingness to lay our life down, because we cannot do this apart from Jesus Christ, but with Jesus Christ, when we take up our cross, when we're willing to go into the ground and die, then all of a sudden, Christ's power can be made real in our lives to love one another, to love our spouse, to love one another. And you know, the thing is, there's a proverb says, iron sharpens iron. I had a chance. It's not iron sharpening iron. There's others. I mean, that is what the verse says. I had a chance one time to take a lawnmower blade off a lawnmower and sharpen it. Somebody had a grinding stone. I don't know if anybody had a chance to ever do this. There's two things that come out of that when you're sharpening a lot of sparks and a lot of stinky smoke. Like, it's not pleasant. It stinks. And it's like a fiery mess to get this thing sharp. In our marriage, I've heard this example. It's like a left hand and a right hand. They're actually perfectly opposite. And yet they perfectly actually go together because they're perfectly opposite. And so within the marriage, you know, there's so many times we're very different. And that those differences can be beautiful when combined with the Holy Spirit helping and causing us to grow, or they can just be a sense of much friction when our mind is not there, our mind is focused on ourselves and we're not willing to seek the wisdom of God. All of a sudden, the poochie lip starts to come out because the other person isn't doing what I want, all this, right? Our focus is totally wrong. This is where we need Jesus Christ to say, Lord, let me help me today to die to my own will, my own desires, Lord. I need Jesus, you living in my life. As I walk in obedience to the things you've shown me and I'm willing to walk in your ways, all of a sudden the love of Jesus Christ can shine forth from us and it can help us to lay our lives down for our spouse, to lay our lives down for brother or sister, to believe all things, to hope all things. Maybe we hear something. Says, oh, I can't believe so-and-so. It's like, no. Wow, that's interesting. I bet you they had a great reason for that. All of a sudden, your mind is totally different, right? And you're not assuming the worst. You're not thinking, I bet you they're upset with me or whatever. Right? Your mindset is totally different. Anyway, this is quick. But I do think they actually all kind of connect together as we think about the three different things that we've heard. And the connection that runs through it all is The cross. Because the message of the cross is how we lay hold of wisdom. It's how all of a sudden we wait a minute. I don't need to feel sorry for myself. I don't need to pout. God, you are perfect. Your ways are perfect. These things that are happening to me, they're perfect. You've allowed them. So I need your, give me a new mind on these things, Lord. Lord, the way, it's not my spouse's fault. It's not so-and-so's fault, Lord. Lord, show me what is the issue with me. And then all of a sudden, as we have that, that is the wisdom of God. When all of a sudden we can realize, wait a minute, that voice that's telling me it's my spouse's fault, that's actually the devil. And I need to stop listening to that voice. And I need to get the mind of Christ. All of a sudden, when we have the mind of Christ, it's like, Lord, you know what? How could I? This is actually when I was meditating and thinking about our marriage. I was thinking about, Lord, how does Whitney receive love? How do I show love? And I was like, wow, there's a gap. Because I know the very practical ways that she receives love from me, and I have not done some of them in a long time. And I was really convicted that, Lord, I can show love more practically by just laying my life down and doing some of these very natural things that I know are love to her. And so it's an example where all of a sudden we start to meditate on it and go, you know what, Lord? It's probably to do with me. That's probably where the issue lies. And by your grace, Lord, help me to change this. I'm willing to take up my cross, deny myself, and follow you. So let's seek that. Because you know what I long for? I long for a marriage that it says, by this people will know we're his disciples because of the love we have for one another. That's in our marriage. People will look at our marriages when we are willing to deny ourselves and take up our cross. They can look at that marriage and say, something is amazing. We can say, yeah, you know what the amazing thing is? It's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because my marriage without him would be a mess. But with him, it can be a thing of beauty. In this body, as amongst believers in this body, though we are different people, we have different interests, we have different personalities, we see things differently, that by the grace of God, we can have a love for one another, bear all things, believe all things, continue to grow together, and learn and grow from one another, that as we have that heart, then God can look at us and say, absurd people can look at us and say, wow, you have a love. You guys must all be exactly the same and see things all the same. And, oh, you guys, that's the only way it makes sense. We could say, no, we're actually not the same. We have different interests. We actually see some things differently and all these things. But because of Jesus Christ, we're able to walk in love for one another. And then you can say, like, apart from Jesus Christ, it's not possible. It is him that makes it possible. In our lives, in our marriages, and because we've laid hold of the wisdom of God, which is that we've learned it's about denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Jesus. So let's close there. We can maybe just pray. Lord, thank you so much for all that you have done for us. Lord, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the salvation, the hope, the life that we have in him. Lord, thank you for the marriages, the brothers and sisters in this body. Lord, help us not to pout. When you allow circumstances in our lives, challenges and trials, even for our children to see that from us and our children to learn it, Lord, that by your grace, Lord, we can overcome discouragement, we can overcome self-pity. Father, that we would walk in the fear of you, laying our lives down, laying hold of the cross, that we could walk in the wisdom of God, Lord, and that in our marriages and in the relationships in this body, Lord, that we would bear all things, we would believe all things, we would seek endeavor, press on to have a unity, Lord, in you, and that you cause each of us to continue to grow, Lord, in our walk with you, but in our love for our spouses, for our children, in our homes, and in this body, Lord. We ask for this in your name, and we thank you, Lord, that in you it's possible. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.